Our current youth pastor is Matt. I love thinking about Matt and the heritage that he has in our church. His grandfather, Kevin, was a fabulous leader in our church for many years, served on our church board, was instrumental in encouraging and inspiring people to follow Jesus. And Kevin's son, Mark, was a drummer in our church for many, many years, a key part of our worship team over the decades, and still is in our church. And his dad, Kevin, has since passed on and gone to be with the Lord. And Mark's son, Matt, is our current youth pastor. I love the fact that over the years, our church has been able to build a serving community that has lasted through the generations. Hi, I'm John Finkeldy from Grow a Healthy Church. Welcome to this series on building a leadership pipeline. We're in the last episode today. I hope you've enjoyed the series. If you found this episode only, well, there's a whole bunch of tons of catching up you can do by subscribing and checking out all of the series of this building a leadership pipeline for your church. In this particular last episode, I want to follow on from episode 26, where I taught you how to motivate, how to bring momentum to your team. And I'm going to give you three more strategies to do that, because I believe that it's when you keep people in a place of being mobilized and motivated over the course of the years, they will bear much fruit in the kingdom of God. They'll be serving Jesus through the great seasons and through the most difficult seasons. And I saw Kevin and his son, Mark, and now Mark's son, Matt, Kevin's grandson. I've seen them serve through all sorts of seasons in our church. So let me give you three more ways that I can show you how to motivate and momentum people in their serving. And also, I'm going to leave you with a resource to finish off on this episode as well. I think it's important when you want to motivate and mobilize people to focus on specific, intentional encouragement. Don't we all need encouragement? Isn't it great to receive an encouragement from someone? Isn't it great when you receive a text or a note or someone comments on your blog? I remember the days when people commented on blogs or on social media. You get a comment where they just enjoyed what you did or what you said or how you achieved something. We all get a boost from that. It just lifts our spirit and our heart. But there's a real interesting way to look at this. And I think it is by making sure your encouragement is specific and intentional. And what I mean by that is, rather than say to someone, "Hey, I really enjoyed the sermon this morning. Thanks for that." Say to them, "I really loved when you were speaking, how you shared the story of Brad really needing help and someone came along at the right time and just helped them out, gave them some financial help and kind of took them into their home for a little while. And I mean, that story just touched my heart and moved me and challenged me. Thank you so much for sharing that story." What is that? That's specific, intentional encouragement. It takes encouragement out of that general, "You're awesome," to that, "This is why you're awesome." And I think it's important that you as a church leader be very intentional about this. You actually be quite methodical in this. I've got a pastor friend who puts my name in his diary to ring me regularly. And every month of the year, I get a phone call from Richard. And I know my name is in his diary. He rings me up to connect with me. We have a relationship in our movement, but he rings me up to encourage me, to talk with me, to share with me where he's at, wants to know where I'm at. And I think, my goodness, the intentionality of that keeps that encouragement coming into my world. So I encourage you, get methodical about this in some ways. Develop a habit that's spontaneous of intentional, specific encouragement. Get methodical about it. Spend a bit of time each week going, "This is my encouragement, specific intentional encouragement session, where I'm going to send a few texts to people. I'm going to write a note or a card or two." Now, you just put this in your diary to do it every week, every couple of weeks, but put some methodology around your encouragement vibe. And you'll find that this gratitude you have towards people, it'll make you think deeper about your leaders. It'll make you think more lovingly about your leaders. And some of those leaders who are upsetting you, yeah, we do have some of those, don't we? Some people are serving in our church, but think, "I'm not too sure about them. They don't really, the chemistry is not there." maybe to stop and think, all right, what's one thing they do well that I can send a text, a note, say something to them after a Sunday service or before a Sunday service or at a small group, at a leaders meeting, to actually pull them aside and say, I really love the way that you talk and engage with people. Thank you so much for doing that in our church. So specific intentional encouragement. It's a really good habit, I think, to develop. Second, in these three strategies to really maintain that momentum that allows you to build a community of serving that lasts, like Kevin, Mark, and Matt in our church. I just love that multi-generational serving over the years, is to be a godly example. Be a leader of integrity. Men and women of integrity over the years bring great momentum to all our hearts. And you can see the opposite. When a leader that you admire and respect kind of blows up their life with immorality and a lack of integrity and displays attitudes and character that has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, you know how demotivating that is. You know how you kind of get, oh, what's the point when you see this going on in the body of Christ? Well, I think the opposite occurs. When people see your faithfulness, your kindness, your love, when they see your peaceful, that non-anxious presence that people talk about today, that a sense of calm and rest in Jesus, then it inspires them. I mean, so many New Testament verses about this, and we certainly haven't done a Bible study through this Build a Leadership Pipeline series, but you just think of Paul's encouragement to Timothy, set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Oh my goodness, that is just a challenge, isn't it? And you know why Paul is challenging Timothy to do this? For his own benefit, because you want to do well in life following Christ. But there are people watching you. There are people looking at you. There are people following your example. And when you set an example of godliness, of integrity, of high standards of character, people find momentum in that. They find motivation in that. They find that they want to keep serving even through the difficult seasons of life. I think many people stop serving when they know an ungodly leader has disrespected them with their character and their attitudes and their immorality. So let's not be those people. Let's be the leaders that people look at and say, hey, as I continue to grow in the Lord and serve him over the years, I want to be like him. Now, here's my last thought about building serving communities that last over the generations, is put people into teams. Have a very strong orientation to serving within a team, a greeting team, a worship team, a children's team, youth team, the men's ministry, women's ministry teams. Wherever you have people serving, build teams. One of the hardest areas this can be to get happening is actually in small groups, because you have a small group leader who's basically running the group, checking the hospitality, making sure everyone's cared for and shepherded, leading the discussion. I think a key thing to do when you get this culture, this vibe, if you like, right through your church, is that no one serves alone. No one goes into serving our church alone, not even you small group leaders, is make sure that you have at least one assistant leader in all your small groups, and then bring your small groups leaders to training and tell them, hey, I want you to give everyone in your small group a job. Give someone the job of, you're the birthday person. You three people, you're the supper. You're the food and drink people. You two people, you're the prayer people. Get prayer happening. Hey, you two over here, you're my comms team. Remind people what's on. Send through the notes or anything that we have to do before or after the meeting. You three people, you're the greeters, the car park attendants. You're the people making sure people arrive with a greeter happening. I think small groups should run like this, to be honest with you. I don't think it should be one person solo running a group. I think you should spread the load, and you create this sense of, hey, we're doing this as a team. We're not just a small group. We're a small group team. We do things together. When you create the culture of team in your church, there is this sense of life being easier because I'm doing it with brothers and sisters in Christ. And we can achieve more. We can celebrate together. I'm not here on my own. The worst thing, the horrible feeling of I'm alone in serving the Lord is something you want to eradicate in your church by having a team's philosophy. We're going to put everybody into a team. Well, this is the last episode of the Build a Leadership Pipeline series. If you just caught this episode, check out all the other 26 episodes. Send me a few comments. Let me know your thoughts about it. But here in the notes, there is something I've got there for you. And it's the mastering the art of building a serving culture in your church. It's a 3-minute quiz, a really short, simple quiz that gives you an evaluation of where your serving culture is at. It'll give you fresh ideas and also give you some resources to help you build a serving culture in the church. Check out the link in the notes. Take the quiz. You'll love it. It's easy to do. 3 minutes, you'll be done and dusted, but it'll open your eyes to thoughts and ideas and also resources to help you build a serving culture in your church. Now, what are you going to do with today's episode? Is there a thing you've thought of, gee, I could really work harder on my small groups? Maybe there's some integrity issues I need to deal with in my own life that I need to kind of make sure that I'm on the right track. Or maybe it's setting up an intentional encouragement pathway that I fulfill in bringing that to people. And why not even try it right now? Send someone a very specific encouragement that they'll know that you've thought about them, not just generically, or that you've copied and pasted an encouragement text you sent to 5 other people. We've probably all had those. But they know, man, they thought of me very specifically and when they sent this encouragement text. God bless you as you build your leadership pipeline.